Now is the Time, episode 38. I'm Caleb Succo, and this is the podcast where we talk about how we can use our lives right now to worship our God. Friends, welcome to another edition. I can't even say it right. Friends, welcome to another episode or edition, whatever it is. I think it's an episode of Now is the Time. And today we are going to be talking about fears. By the way, did you know that one of the biggest fears is public speaking? And I've done a little bit of public speaking in my life, and certainly there is a little bit of fear that goes into that, because you don't know if you're going to get those words out right. You don't know what people are going to say. But you know what? If you want to take it up a level, have you ever tried doing public speaking in a foreign language? Yeah, that's what I do every Sunday here. So appreciate your prayers, especially the next three Sundays, because I will be speaking. I'll be speaking about worry and anxiety in our church here, doing a little mini-series. It's a big deal here right now in Ukraine, because we have something to worry about. People have something to fear, and it's an army that has come across the border and is killing people. And so appreciate your prayers for Ukraine, for the Ukrainian people in this tough time. I also want to mention, I don't know if you saw the president of Ukraine's address to Congress this week, but it was pretty good. And I'll put a link in the show notes to that. President Poroshenko, the president of Ukraine, addressed Congress. And anyway, I just finished watching it and really enjoyed a lot of the things that he had to say. But anyway, that's a little bit beside the point of what I want to talk to you today about. Because today, actually, well, I will be talking, but I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to read. I want to read to you from my book, What If? How to Kill Worry and Anxiety Before They Kill You. And if you don't have a copy of it yet, then you're in luck, because it is just been released today on Kindle, Amazon Kindle. And if you don't have a Kindle, that's okay. You can buy it. Kindle is their e-format, e-version of the book. And you can still buy it on Kindle. You can read it in your browser. You can read it on your iPhone. They have apps for it, so it's really accessible. And I know that I do most of my reading on Kindle. And by the way, it's actually, I think it's $7.99 on the Kindle version. And if you have, what is it called? I think it's called Amazon Unlimited. I can look it up here real quick. I think it's called Amazon Unlimited. You can actually get the book for free. And I think that's pretty cool. So grab a copy on Amazon for your Kindle or for your Kindle app, and you can read the whole book. Yeah, Kindle Unlimited. So if you have Kindle Unlimited, the book is actually free. And so you can just grab it there. Or, of course, you can get the paperback if you like that. I've actually got the paperback in my hand right here. And I'm going to read to you from the paperback version today. And I was thinking through, you know what, I just wanted to read one chapter, kind of a short chapter for you today. What chapter to read? Because there are 19 chapters in the book. I kind of wrote shorter chapters because I know people like to pick up a book, be able to read a chapter in not too long of a time, and then put it down. At least that's how I like to read. And so I want to read to you from chapter 8. Chapter 8 is the chapter on facing your fears, because fears and worry are very closely intertwined. And we tend to worry about those things that we fear. And I believe that if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, if you understand who God is, He can cast out that fear. So let's just get into the reading today and see what we find in chapter 8 called Conquer Your Fears and Face the Facts. Have you ever seen any of the Jaws movies? If you have, then you probably just shuddered a bit as I read the word Jaws. It immediately brings to mind footage of a great white shark attacking unsuspecting victims who are enjoying a relaxing swim. It's not something that you want to watch just before your summer vacation at the beach. In fact, I'm pretty sure that Steven Spielberg has prevented millions of people from enjoying a nice swim. I remember watching Jaws when I was about 10 years old. The following summer, I was a little timid even to get into my aunt's backyard pool. I had an eerie feeling that maybe, just maybe, a shark could be lurking at the bottom of that pool waiting for me to stick my foot in. Despite the fear, I would always, eventually, get into the pool. Why? Because I could see the bottom, and there was no shark there. Fear is an overwhelming emotion that can easily overtake our mind and dictate our actions. Worry and fear go well together. They play off each other and exponentially increase if they are not stopped. Almost all worries are related to a fear. Your worry about money stems from a fear that you won't have enough to pay the bills. Your worry about health comes from a fear that you might get sick. Your worry about your son or daughter arises from a fear that they might be in danger. It's a vicious cycle. The more you worry, the more you fear. And the greater your fear, the more you tend to worry. What can you do to stop this worry-fear cycle? The answer is simple. Face the facts. For me, that meant staring at the bottom of my aunt's pool to make sure that there weren't any sharks waiting for me. Once I convinced myself that there were no sharks, the fear melted away. The thing about fear is that it is rarely based upon truth. Like worry, it finds its home in the hypothetical and theoretical. Assumptions, imagination, and blind guesses are all fear's ally. In order to eliminate fear, we need to bring our minds out of the cloud of speculation and back to the solid ground of truth. The reality is that we usually can't see the bottom of the pool. We can't prove 100% that there are no sharks, because life doesn't happen in the confines of a small, clean backyard pool. The waters of life can be dark, and sometimes the waves are over our head. We usually don't know exactly what's in those waters. Nevertheless, there are a few facts that we need to know and remind ourselves of. These truths, if understood and believed, will eliminate fear from your life. God knows you. You may think that your spouse, your parents, or your best friend know you well, and maybe they do. But it's nothing compared to how well God knows you. God knows you better than you know yourself. And there is something comforting in that fact. David describes God's knowledge of himself this way: O Lord, you have searched me. And you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Psalm 139, 1 through 6. In this piece of beautiful poetry, David focuses on God's detailed knowledge of us. He uses words and phrases like understand, scrutinize, familiar, know completely, to describe God's intimate knowledge of everything about us. He even knows what we think before we think it. God doesn't just know about you. He knows you. He knows what you do, and he knows how you think. Why is this comforting? If God knows everything about you, then he also knows all potential dangers, and nothing can catch him off guard. David was overwhelmed by this kind of knowledge, but I don't think that it was just the fact that God knew a lot about him. This description of God's knowledge indicates that these facts about David's life are much more than raw data to God. God cares for you. God's intimate knowledge of David pointed to the fact that God loved and cared for David. Think about it. Those who know you best care for you the most. And no one knows you better than God. Jesus also reminds us of God's care for us expressed in his knowledge of us. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Matthew 10:29-31. Realizing that someone loves you and cares for you is encouraging and empowering. I've had tough days both in business and in ministry. On many occasions, I've come home feeling beat up and tired and discouraged. Then I see the smiling face of my wife, and my spirit changes. I've often told Christina that just the knowledge that she loves me and cares for me often gives me the strength that I need. How much more encouraging and empowering is it to know that the Creator God knows you and cares for you? When fear, discouragement, or anxiety strike, this is the foundation we need to come back to. This is what we need to know for sure. Peter puts it so clearly and simply. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. God is with you. Not only does God know you and care for you, but his Spirit is always with you. You cannot flee from him, run away from him, or hide from him. God is there, wherever you are. That is something you can place your full confidence in. Everything seems just a bit scarier when you're alone than when you have someone at your side. However, even when there are thousands of people nearby, you can still feel alone. That loneliness will often lead to more fear and more worry. It's easy to get caught up in our loneliness and start believing the lie that we must do everything on our own and everything depends on our abilities and strengths. Again, we turn to David writing in Psalm 139. After he described God's amazing knowledge of everything about him, David shows how God is always present. Where shall I go to flee from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The light is bright as the day. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. Psalm 139:7-12. Take heart, because you are not alone. You're not alone when you have bills to pay. You're not alone when you're struggling with cancer. You are not alone when you lose your job. You're not alone when your child is being rebellious. You're not alone in your depression, discomfort, or pain. Knowing that we are not alone, but that God is with us every step of the way, gives us the courage we need to take a step forward. A step of faith, and dive into the water, even if we can't see the bottom. God is able to meet your needs. God's knowledge and care are comforting, but we need more than that. We need to know God's ability. All too often, we underestimate what God can do. Our weak view of God cripples our faith and allows for worry and doubt to creep in. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves that God is the creator of everything. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Colossians 1:16. Isaiah describes God's abilities in poetic form. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span? Enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Isaiah 40:12. This same God can and will provide for our needs. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. When you compare your fear to God's ability, it's really no match. God will come out the victor every time, and our fears will vanish. God is able to give you peace. Fear stirs up the heart and gives it no rest. You can't have fear and peace at the same time. In today's world, peace is sought after by nearly everyone, but it is rarely found. Some have even called political peace a time to reload. Unfortunately, that statement is more accurate than I'd like to admit. The peace that God offers us through Jesus is unique. Unlike political peace, it's not a time to reload. Jesus satisfies our greatest need for peace on the heart level. He allows us to have peace with God. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. Paul tells us in Ephesians 2:14 that Jesus is our peace. He stands between us and God because he satisfied God's judgment on our sin by providing a perfect sacrifice when he died on the cross. As a result, we can have peace with God when we trust in Jesus' work on our behalf. No one can take that kind of peace away from you, and no fear can stand against it. It's a peace that will be with you for eternity. All right, well, that's the reading from chapter 8 about how to face your fears and conquer them. So I hope you enjoyed that reading, and if you did, let me know. Let me know what you think. You can always just comment on this episode by going to sugofamily.org/38. And you can also leave a review for the book on Amazon. And so I'll put a link to the book on Amazon. And if you want to leave a review there, that would be wonderful too. And if you have any questions about the book, I'd like to know I'd like to know your questions too. So thanks for listening today, folks. And I hope that you will conquer your fears through Jesus, because after all, he is the one who can truly give us peace. And I hope that you will also be in prayer for Ukraine, because we badly need peace in Ukraine right now. And so please keep us in your prayers as we continue to minister here in Ukraine, where people are definitely worrying, where people have some pretty big fears that things could get much, much worse. And the reality is, they could get worse. But you know, even when they get worse, when you have Jesus, you understand that that worse is temporary. You understand that what Jesus gives you will see you through to the very, very end. And that gives you peace that no one can ever take away from you. Blessings, friends.